This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill to help manage Lower Snake and Columbia River dams to protect fish while supporting clean, renewable energy has made it through the House and is on its way to the Senate. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse says it's still early and there's lots more work to be done.
I've not had the opportunity to cross the rotunda and visit with my colleagues in the Senate since the bill passed, but I will do that. I will be spending a lot of time on the Senate side to not only work with our Washington state senators, but certainly others in the region as well. I think that support will be key if it comes from the senators of the impacted area, the whole Pacific Northwest.
But Newhouse says it may not be an easy sell.
I do know that Senator Murray has some issues with H.R. 3144. She has made some public statements about that, but she has also come out publicly supporting the vital infrastructure that we have in the dams too. So I'm hopeful that with a concerted effort here and also by having a lot of input from her constituents and my constituents that we can make progress on this important legislation.
Newhouse partnered with Kathy McMorris Rogers and other Northwest representatives to create the legislation they say is crucial to growers and transportation in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.